Welcome back to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, the podcast that once tried to be chronically online but had to lie down halfway through a TikTok trend explanation.
I'm busy. I look up the lingo the kids use to make sure I could have conversations with my nieces and nephews.
I'm well-read. I once got ratioed for defending grammar on Tumblr and still haven't recovered.
Girl dinner is no joke. It's a lifestyle, and I say with pride, it's mine. Today we're talking about the unhinged, the edible, the algorithm approved, the internet trends that make you feel both 27 and 207, depending on whether or not you're eating feta pasta or trying protein ice cream that tastes like sadness.
Hi guys!
Hello!
How we doing?
Honestly, last night, just as I fell asleep, I saw a woman who was like, paleo crack. And I was like, she browned butter and laid it out. Like, really browned butter, put it out in parchment, put it in the freezer, and then she cracked it up like it was chocolate, and she's like, it tastes just like caramel, and like, that's
no,
the
it
thing.
Doesn't.
That's the thing I fell asleep to, and I'm reading this, and I'm like, no, like, the number of trend lies on the internet, I was like, oh.
Listen,
5 minute hacks.
If you want, I am all on board if you are doing a diet, or if you have a restriction and you have to adjust and you say it is like or it is similar to, but for real, let's stop lying to ourselves. Just browning butter to the, whatever degree she did is like,
it gives it a nutty flavor, but no way in hell would it ever taste like caramel or like the actual crack with the chocolate and the caramel and the marshmallow. Like, it's just it, there is no place on earth, even with massive brain injuries, where those two things have like, close your eyes and it tastes just like it. I grew up on vegan cheese. No, it does not.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, that was my trauma last night, and I was just like, okay. To share with the group, to enrage. And she used like Kerrygold butter. I'm like, this is a sin.
Oh.
Somewhere there's a leprechaun dying from that. Horrible. Don't do that. So what
rude.
Are some of your the internet trends that you think, or the history of where the trends have been when you think of those?
I am so glad planking came to an end, because if I saw one more person on this earth lying stiffly at some, like, I used to work downtown Manhattan, so like people planking everywhere was just like, what are we doing? Like, I laid flat for 3 minutes. Yay! Like, I never got planking in my life.
I've had it for like exercise purposes.
No, but to just go to the World Trade Center and lie stiff for 2 seconds for a photo. Planking for physical fitness, noted. Planking at like a national monument, I'm not
parkour.
Traveling 45 minutes. Like, parkour, at least you've climbed two floors up. Like, there's an accomplishment at the end of parkour. Or at the very least, if it's bad parkour, I get to be entertained by it. Like, you know, parkour runs into a brick wall. I at least got a laugh.
I think when I think back of some of the earlier internet, you know, trends, or also I would kind of include with that videos and memes that became ingrained. I don't know how many times, you know, you growing up where you're here and say, so this is the world. And then if you can't pick up and go with, you know, but I'm the tired, then take a nap and fire the missiles.
What's it, the beauty queen, like maps and stuff?
What?
There was some like Miss America, and she gave the answer about maps and geography and like continents. And I was just, when I answer wrong,
it was an unintelligible answer.
Or
it
the
was really bad. It's like when I can't think of things, like she runs through my head and I'm like, oh.
Was it Charlie the Unicorn? Was that?
Yeah,
Charlie
the
my
Unicorn.
Finger?
Charlie bit my finger. That's another good one.
Which, when you see that kid who's now like 35, I'm like, no.
Ooh.
No.
Here's an oldie but a goodie. Gonads and Strife.
I don't know that one.
I don't know.
That was the squirrel that used to run around it was a picture of a squirrel, and it like moved around the screen like the squirrel was running around, and it went, yo, motherfucker.
Vaguely. I feel like,
well, we've lived relatively close to each other most of our lives, and yet like the moose one you were talking about earlier,
yes. So that was, I think that was regional, where we used to put our hands up above our heads and say catch it. Like if you had dropped the ball of the topic, we
I
used to
would have
say
just
catch it.
assumed and assumed you guys were like crazy.
No.
I think there was also like I think the peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time. Yep.
Oh, see, everyone just like bops a little bit. So I think those were some of like the OG trends or memes or whatever you want to call it that everyone kind of.
Harlem Shake, which I still have PTSD when a video comes up and the Harlem Shake music starts, and I'm just like, no.
Remember that being like what was everyone just dancing or they just.
Originally, it was to get into the video, people did, and then they actually invited people into the Harlem Shake video to like be a part of it, and then it was just everywhere for that summer. It was just like the trauma song.
I don't know about that.
Like it's good and I liked it, and then it was
I know
just
the song, but I can't remember everyone, the dancing
like,
track.
I mean, I can't really, it's just, it's shaking your shoulders and then going crazy. Like there's no, it's not like the Macarena, which was pre-internet, but
We don't want to speak about that one.
oh, the Macarena.
Let's not. Because as soon as you say Macarena, who's coming right behind that is Mambo number five.
Yes.
And
A
we need
little
to.
bit of Monica in my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's also what's the Gangnam Style? Like he's still going.
Oh,
Like
God.
I've never actually gotten really pissed at that one. It's like he is still going on stage and living that life. I'm like, you know what, sir? One good
Good
song
on you.
for a lifetime. I
Good on
personally
you.
love a Rickroll. I will never not love a Rickroll. There is never a moment where Rickroll will not make me ridiculously happy.
It does. I'm like, man, that never. Right. I'm like, if it happens, it happens. If like someone actually does Rickroll me, like, oh, okay, like props on you. But I'm like, meh. It
You know what
doesn't.
I'm happy about ending?
What?
Those ice bucket trends.
I liked when people called out like everybody they've ever met. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna call out, you know, like I challenged Sally and Tom. It's like all the people I knew in high school by name, first, last, and middle, and then like all the people I've ever worked with. And you're like, this video is 48 minutes.
Just
The
with me.
last 30 seconds is you getting iced. I don't know this many people. I've never met this many people. How are we challenging everybody? But it did run, like raise a ridiculous amount of money. I think it was like $100 million or something. Like I
Yeah,
felt
but for
bad
the
for all
amount
the
of people
challenges
who are
after.
actually doing it,
Oh yeah. Oh
like.
no. I mean, but it's like those videos on TikTok. Like my grandmother taught me this. I'm like, that is a definite sign of never do whatever follows in this video.
What do you mean?
But also, like the number of people who run around the neighborhood running, like raising money for UNICEF. Like, UNICEF would have solved the world's problems if all the kids who are collecting for UNICEF had actually turned in UNICEF money.
So, what other trends have you seen recently that maybe make you scratch your head or?
Well, I mean, Elon and is meme. I'll never understand that. And then everybody else started saying, I is meme. And I'm like, I don't think he knew what he was saying when he said it. So when you're making a video saying, I is meme, I know even less.
I'm lost. What did he do? I try not to pay attention to him.
I think it was the day of the chainsaw. He got up on stage for something and Vitamin K that he was, he just like with this full chest was like, I is meme. Nobody got it. Like, I think he was expecting applause and nobody clapped. And with his full chest, did he say it? But now there are other people who create videos saying, I is meme. And I'm like, I get it even less.
Yeah, we could just not talk about that one. That could just not be.
I will say I'm still very attached to the pasta feta bake. I wasn't happy that feta ran out from most grocery stores in COVID, but it was good.
Yeah, I think sometimes I think one of the things that I both like and don't like with some, if we're going to go with recipe trends, is everyone's need to just throw everything into one.
Oh, one dish?
One dish
No.
and bake it or something. And I just sit there sometimes and like, why are we doing it? Like, in some hands, on some, I'm like, all right, some of them make sense. Okay, this makes sense. We could do this. But the ones that they're like, they try to put everything into the pan that the casserole dish that they're going to use, and they're trying to save it to not mix. I'm like, but then you're mixing it and things are getting outside the pan. And I don't understand why we are constantly putting raw pasta and water or liquid and then covering it and bake. Like, that one always gets me a bit hard. And hard in the sense, like hard to manage, not hard excited.
Gotcha. Yeah. The one dishers, I always end up using more than one dish and like 10 more ingredients than the recipe actually calls for because there's not enough flavoring
And
in many of these things.
but also some of them, like if you had just taken a second to use a bowl and mix some of the things together beforehand, it wouldn't look so separated and disturbing when it's done, because it looks like it didn't mix well, because that's the point of some of these items, and it didn't, and it's just like globs of like cream cheese or whatever they're putting in there together. And I just sit there and go, please stop, please.
Every crock pot recipe that starts with two bricks of cream cheese is an automatic, like, I will not make this. I'm sure it's delicious. I'm sure it's fatty and delicious, but, like, automatically, if your first ingredient is two bricks of cream cheese, I'm like, I'm out. I cannot. I cannot.
There are dips that are good with that.
No, like, crock pot recipes, like, a pound of chicken, three bricks of cream cheese. And I'm like, what are we doing? Six cans of condensed Campbell's soup. I'm like, no, even your cardiologist feels through the force that you should not be making this dish. That is just way too much sodium per. Of course it tastes delicious. It's 8,000 milligrams of sodium. It's designed to make your body go yum. It's not good. It can't be good.
But there are some that make sense. Like, I know we're kind of tall girl, and I don't know if you have gotten into it as much, Fred. The dense bean salads.
Busy can't wait for this train to end because, like, trend to end. Because, my God, do I send her like three recipes a day? She is beaned out from me. Like,
But I
bless
don't.
her, she hasn't said no, but like,
No,
it's a
because
great.
I don't mind them, because I enjoy not always having to use meat as proteins and having other options. So seeing what some people do makes you think of things. So I get that for recipe trends. What other one?
So, girl dinner, which I feel is just something we've done for forever, but it finally got a name, is now turning into the grazing plate. And honestly, I love the fact that everybody's like, yeah, I don't always come home and cook a four-course dinner, especially if I'm just a person and I'm effing tired. And sometimes you just want, like in the summer, cheese, some kind of a meat, and a cut-up apple. That is fine. That is a dinner. That is exactly what I'm gonna eat. I
And
like the grazing plate because it kind of just like sets you up for the day. It takes one extra thing off your plate. Like in the morning, I just put some sweet stuff, some salty stuff, some carby stuff like together, and then for the rest of the day, I got nothing to do.
that's also, I think, not everyone has a big dinner in general for their lifestyle. Some people are more like a big breakfast, some people are more big lunch. So like I think like the idea that you have to have this full meal and guilt it into, at least from, here, like you didn't eat any for, no, I had, like, I took some slices of cheddar. I may had an apple. When I was living in Dallas, one of the ones that became a regular rotation meal for me was like taking like pre-made crescent rolls that you make at home and putting a slab of brie in it, rolling them up, popping them in the toaster, and then having some raspberry jam with them. And that would be my dinner, and I was completely fine with it. So I'm all on board with this grazing trend. That's cool. Let's do that.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for trends from like a sociological standpoint. Yes, some of them are stupid, but also some of them are very validating.
Such as.
Like you find out, well, for instance, this girl dinner thing, you find out that you're not the only one who does this, and suddenly you feel, oh, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not weird because a whole lot of other people do this thing as well. So yeah, I think they can be very validating when the trend goes well.
I will say the one thing TikTok's been very good about is like finding people with a commonality of like tiny pinky toenail. Like people who thought they were completely unusual, TikTok is like, I've never seen your toe, but I know that you are of the tiny toenail variety. Like here are your people. It has been validating for a lot of people. Like that thing that I thought made me weird is actually the thing that like 50% of the other people do have, whatever. I love the viral food terrors when people like publicly post like it's not always perfect, it's not always Instagrammable, it's not always like
Just getting a meal
this
for
is my
dinner.
second time burning down the kitchen. Like, thank the Lord, because in a world of perfection, the ones that are like, yeah, this doesn't work, or like, no, that doesn't happen. There's a guy and his girlfriend who like make those viral recipes, and half their time they're just like, don't know. I wait for them to review it before I will try it because I'm like, you know what? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it's the food taster, right? So that you don't get poisoned.
You know how many people have like posted that they got sick from that Trader Joe's raw salmon sushi hack? And I was like,
Oh,
you
moving past
should
that.
know. But
No.
thank you for posting that you were violently ill for the past few days, because that trend was not.
Absolutely. I also like sometimes when the trends are, right now on TikTok, I've seen in the past couple of weeks a lot about the percolator. And
Oh, yeah, stuff from.
when people under, hold on, don't, people under 20 or like 23 are doing it, and they're doing it in some way, and I don't know why. And then people of the 40, 45 or older generation are getting on here like, please sit down and don't disrespect that which is sacred. And then coming to find out, we grew up East Coast, that there was also a difference in like how it was done in Chicago. And also now it becomes again also like, oh, okay, we have the regional, because I, saw it as one way, and then you see people regionally from other, I was like, okay, and now people regionally of the older generations are having like throwdowns. I'm like, okay, I'm down for this. I can get behind, but sometimes the dance trends when they take a song, like you had, Twyla had a couple songs. Am I saying her name right? I think that's it. The water dance trends, and they do stuff, and I'm just like, I'm trying to understand. It's not based off their music videos. It's not dance based on maybe choreography they're doing during a concert. How are you come like one person creates a choreography for it, and it also has a trend, and everyone's sweeping, and it's also like, okay, why not?
Personally enjoy the younger generation that's like Everclear. This looks interesting. And then you watch them basically die and you're like, oh, at least you'll understand a reference when, you know.
Or when people
Lap
are
dog, it looks like such a pretty blue color. Like, you know what? We all have to make the same mistake. We all have to, you should experience this. It's sold in the liquor stores, it's perfectly legal. Yes. It's jet fuel. Enjoy.
Yeah, my body was one that was okay with Everclear. Like people would die, and if it's going to help people, it probably won't help me. And if it's going to hurt others, my body's like, we got this. So like I was one of those people that I could drink the Everclear, I was fine. And I mean like straight, not just like in a punch. Like I would take it straight sometimes and be fine. And but when kids are trying stuff, or recently also I've seen a lot of kids listening to their parents' music, and they think that like WAP is bad, or WAP, what is it?
Oh, the thong song and a few others. They're like, this is terrible. I'm like,
Wait
there's a
till
reason
and
we're
then,
screwed up. This is what we listen to at our fifth grade dance.
that's right. The thong song, or
Although you'll now hear parents who like sing the thong song to their baby. They're
like
just like, Rockabye baby. I'm like, what? No, this is not a soothing. No, any other song.
What was the other one that I could hear it. Put it in your mouth, and kids are listening to parents, and they're looking at their parents horrified. And I just had tears laughing, like, before your parents made you, they were getting down, my child. And so I like seeing some of those when the kids are right now listening.
Yeah, those are funny.
Yeah.
There's a mother-daughter. She showed her daughter Hello by Lionel Richie, and she's watching the music video with her mother, and she's like, Stalker! Stalker vibes! Like, st she is so viscerally upset. She, how is this legal? I was just like, oh, when you look at it through the modern lens, yes, it is terrifying that this was romance.
I mean, a lot of that is.
I will say it broke my soul when I saw the video of the kids trying to figure out a rotary phone. I was like, just give it a best effort! You have to at least try the spinny spin. Like, how could you not? How could you not try to just spin the dial?
Or there's one, this was maybe a year or two ago, woman, a teenager or whatever, saying, you know, it'd be great if you had like a cell phone that was stuck in, you know, that was in the house that never gets taken out and anyone can use it. And like someone cuts through and like, oh dear God, is she talking about a rotary phone, like a home phone? It's a landline. Is she talking about a landline? Oh my God. And so some of that stuff, I think, is funny. It's younger generations finding out what older generations had, and older generations finding out explanations to current.
I will say the entire teacher community is doing us a service by breaking down slang
God
for
bless.
us.
This is
Like,
true.
this is like in the moment. It's not like, oh, it became cool and the kid is saying Riz. And then, like, 6 months later, there are teachers in real time who are just like, this is the word. It's existed for 2 days in my school. Let me break down for you how it's used in a sentence. It's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective. And I'm like, oh,
They
thank
are
you.
doing the Lord's work. God bless them. I mean, they're doing the Lord's work in general, but
I mean, we're not paying you enough as teachers, but for this alone, we should be sponsoring you because you are the reason parents can talk to their kids still.
like you should get like sponsorship from like Urban Dictionary to just
Like
per entry, and at this point, it's per day. I was like, we never use this much language, but oh my gosh.
I mean, we may have, but it wasn't as accessible as
Yeah,
quick.
it was highly regionalized.
Well, okay, like moose. I never saw moose, so like fair
Yeah.
enough.
But DAG, everybody used.
What?
DAG,
What?
DAG. No?
Yes.
You grew up like 20 miles from us. What is going on?
I
I
mean,
feel like we're gonna have to sit down
I heard
separately
DAG
and go
on
through
television.
things.
Yeah, I mean, DAG, I mean, it was around. I don't think I used it as much.
I don't. We're gonna
I
have a
just
full,
broke
just
tall.
know, outside of this podcast, we are gonna sit down one day with a list of trends and you're gonna fill in all the things that I don't. That's two for two that I don't know. This is bothering me.
Do you think sometimes the internet trends are created just because someone wants to be popular and make something happen? Or
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think that there are internet trends that happen for that reason. There are internet trends that happen to, like, debunk a certain generation, like the whole Tide Pod thing. The Tide Pod, people eating Tide Pods never really happened. We were lied to about a lot of those things. Like, maybe one person did it, two people did it, but the whole teenagers are doing this now. It never actually happened. The whole fervor over it was entirely manufactured by the news media
gonna
for.
say, if you hear about it on 6 o'clock news, just know it's not.
Yeah, I mean, people will deliberately do things like that in order to make an entire generation seem stupid so that they can dominate them in some way. Like, and that's always occurred. That's nothing new, but I think it happens much more insidiously now with the internet.
The TikTokers who like make the entire dinners and then they're throwing it out because they intentionally screw it up. It's like this is $200, $300 worth of food. Like this breaks my heart. Like
That
the
feels
number of people who could eat, the number of people who would have taken these ingredients and turned it into like a community dinner for whatever clicks to try to get famous, like the clickbait kind of stuff that they're just trying to anger you. I'm like, oh, please
Yeah.
don't.
And I'm seeing a lot more of something that was going around like 10, 15 years ago on TikTok now, which is like, I'm bored, tell me the most recent TV show you just watched.
Oh,
The stuff
TikTok
that.
now lets you put up pictures, show me pictures of your cats. I'm like,
Yeah.
okay.
Be careful.
Yeah. Like, guys,
We're going to
they're
take.
trying to mine you for data.
This
Watch
what
out
song
for this.
came out the year I was born? Like, what song came out the year you were born? Like, and can you include your social security number?
No, there's. I do enjoy some of the ones where you might get like, I'm an ER nurse. Tell me some of your most unhinged stories. And I'm not talking about like you had to strap someone down who was high on meth, like some of your most unhinged stories, and then you go into the comments and you could just sit there for hours with popcorn and read them. And I'm just like, oh my God. And sometimes it's a lot of them are funny, but sometimes I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, okay, I could see where that's a problem, or whatever. Or how can you be passive aggressive to someone else?
Yeah, no, those trends that are not obviously like trying to steal your passwords,
Right.
those can be fun. But the ones that are like, what's your favorite Disney character?
Or what is a book that you are a great fancy book that's not the mainstream normal books that people look for? Or
Yeah.
what is something that you did not learn in history that has really changed your perspective on things? Like that sort of stuff, love those because they can be really educational too. And you could also
Yeah.
get more history in one TikTok and the
Than you did for your entire education.
education. You're like, holy crap, am I just unlearning so much right now?
My conspiracy theory that nobody can ever prove or disprove is authors no longer go by book sales because it's all like Kindle and online and whatever. I swear they all get onto Reddit, and the one who writes the worst, Am I the A-hole Reddit, like the one that then gets carried, like, how, if you're a great author, how bad can you write Am I the A-hole stories? And the one that's most popular on Reddit is like how authors prove whether or not they're a great writer. Because it's
That's
no longer
funny.
like in a world of Kindle Unlimited, like you can't get book sales, you can't buy, like, by signing events, you can no longer measure authors on some of those metrics because, Amazon has killed so much of it. But I swear to God, like some of them are so well written, but so terrible, but like the punctuation is perfect. So you're like, I swear to you, this is somebody with an English degree who just is trying to write a bad Am I the A-hole story.
100%.
It's just it's something that lives in my
I
head. I'm
ship
like,
that
some of them are too
particularly.
good to be bad. It has a plot, it has a build, it has like a resolution. I'm like, this is somebody who learned how to write stories is writing these. Welcome to the things I think about. Okay, so who has tried an internet trend? Because I'll say I did feta bake
Oh, yeah.
stuff I stick away from because I'm just like.
I tend to do more. I think all of us, big shock if anyone's been paying attention to our podcast, we're all cookers and bakers. So anything with recipes, I'm going to be on try. Like, I love trying where you're seeing people try to show, if it's a cultural cuisine or a regional cuisine, trying to learn about, breaking stuff down like that. So that sort of stuff I'm definitely for. Have I tried to do. First of all, I don't really post anything for TikTok, but will I try and see how much of a dance I can or can't do in the privacy of my bedroom to see like where my rhythm is lacking or
In my head, you have a flash dance outfit on when doing this. So keep telling your story, but
where
just know in my head right now, I have put you in your bedroom in a flash dance outfit. Just continue.
That is something. That is an image, but that is not what's going on. But trying to see what movements, and also it's kind of like you're like, all right, can I do I need to work on stretching to what do okay. Or sometimes it's like then you go down, I'll look at one video and then I'm like, they're going so damn fast. Can we please break this down for those of us who did not take any dance classes when we were younger? And then you find people like you do one, two, and they break. I'm like, oh, bless you. Give us a second to catch up. And then, so some of those, some of the fitness checks, like the equivalent of plankings and seeing what you could do. I've done some of those just as, again, just to check in with how. Not so much to post or say like, yeah, I can do it, but
But to
just
check in with your body.
yeah, checking with my body. Also, before we started recording, I was talking about yesterday. I was with my friend and my two nieces, and my older niece braided her sister's hair for a track meet, and she's sitting there and she's saying, yeah, she braided her hair and her sister's friend's hair. She's like, I ate, and she's like, low key, I ate. And my friend's like, you ate? She's like, wait, what did you eat? And I'm like, no, she ate. And my friend's looking at me like I grew two heads. I'm like, she left no crumbs. And my niece's like, exactly, thanks. Like, I think sometimes for me, like I said in my intro, I want to understand words and lingo that's happening because not that I'm trying to stay cool in the sense of to be cool, but I'm doing it in the sense to understand what my nieces and nephews are saying, what's important to them, but also to be somewhat aware of what things might be out there that might not be the best and
Might be
healthy.
harmful, might be, yeah.
So sometimes it's that, but sometimes it's just so that they can feel that they can talk as they do now, like the lingo that they use, and don't have to break up a story constantly and be like, can you explain that? Can you explain that? What does that mean? So, like anyways, we just want people to, in general, want to understand who we are at any, point in our lives or whatever subdivision we're in. I think that's just trying to understand. So, I will absolutely look up the words and what these mean and use it as an educational tool. How about you guys?
I've actually taught coworkers internet dances, for which they're always like, "How do you know?" I'm like, I don't understand how you don't know, but like, okay. And then I realized, like, we see it on TikTok very early on, and then like a month later, does it make it to Facebook? And I'd be like, "Oh," because then they would come back with like, "Oh my God, I saw this video," and I'd be like, "Ah, okay." But like, you're so trendy. I'm like, "Oh, I am so not trendy. I just happen to be on TikTok." But yeah, like the dances are fun, although I do wonder the what's it, samba right now is really big, the hip action, whiskey kind of thing. Like I'd love to see the number of people who are tearing hip muscles trying to like what else have I done? A lot of it's like around the house, like little hacks of like, did you know you could do this?
Oh,
And
that's
I'm
true.
like, oh my God, like, yep, that works. Yep, that works. Like,
Yeah, little things like that I think are the things that I tend to try myself. Little household hacks and stuff like that. Although it does drive me a little bit crazy when you see vinegar and baking soda as a quote unquote hack, and you're like, you clearly never took third grade science class. You never made a volcano, and that some of y'all have never made a volcano in your living room, and it shows.
You didn't paper mache a volcano and then paint it and then put a plastic cup in the center of the volcano, put baking powder and added vinegar. I'm just saying. Not that that's very specific, but I'm just saying it might be specific.
Some of y'all have never shoved a Mentos into a bottle of Coca-Cola, and it shows.
I do love it when you bring stuff around for the kids. Like, so the guy from Cheers died the other day.
Norm.
Norm died. I don't think I know his name in real life. But now there's all these kids on the internet like, oh, I was watching the show because everybody's like, he's so beloved. Have you seen Cheers? And I'm like, oh.
Listen, the internet is the only place where time collapses. It is the only thing where you can live watch wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff because there is a 17-year-old watching Cheers, and a 47-year-old who just discovered what a thirst trap is. Like, let's be honest.
Sure. I also love when one of the trends is like you'll see a mother saying like the year is 20, like 30, whatever, and my daughter is watching, Gilmore Girls or ER or Grey's Anatomy, and they're or like I just watched a series where a bunch of friends all watch Lord of the Rings for the first time. And like they've never seen it, and they're like, "Oh my God, what's gonna happen?" And they're saying stuff, and people in the comments are like, "Oh my God, don't let them, for like Grey's Anatomy. Let us know when you hit to this season, this episode. Like, have the tissues ready, have this ready, or like people making fun of Twilight lately is hysterical when they're like, they take a blue gel to put over their camera." Like the TV, like the scene when they're at school, it's like, oh, now I'm in an episode of Twilight. And
Did you see the actresses from Grey's Anatomy? Her daughter was making fun of somebody to be like, oh my God, she's such a pick me. And then I think her name is Meredith, is the character from Grey's Anatomy, had to like break it down for her daughter. Like, do you know where that came from? Do you know what a pick me girl is? Do you know that the
pick
house we're
me,
living in right now is
love
because
me,
I'm a pick
be
me
with
girl?
me.
Yeah, I am the
Yep.
trend. Like, thanks.
But I also, it's fun to see it like come around to be like the very home you live in is because of pick me, and you have like, no, let me break it down for you.
Please sit. School's in session.
It's like we wore our parents' bell-bottom jeans.
Oh, the 2000s outfits that are out for Halloween costumes. I was like, okay. It'll be interesting to see what comes out in 2020, like the great snuggy COVID.
Everyone's in just
Just go in pajamas, and it's not even ironic.
I have daytime pajamas and nighttime pajamas.
And there is a difference.
There's the 2020s in a nutshell, folks.
I mean, okay, so I will admit my favorite thing tends to be like the annoying sounds or trending music because it'll get stuck in my head for forever. I will walk around my house all day with a song stuck in my head for whatever until like the new trend. I'm like, come on, new trend. Please, new trend, come on, because I cannot sing this song one more time.
Yeah. That's also fun, I think, also with the trends is when something kicks up and everyone's making videos to a song that is 10, 15, 20, 25 plus older. And kids are like, wow, where's this song from? And you're just like, I'm gonna go die now in a cave.
I actually really love those videos. There's a YouTube trend of people listening to albums from like the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and it's hearing it for the first time as Gen Z and Gen Alpha, and they make like reviews of those things. I really enjoy that particular trend. That's one of my favorites.
Or also, yeah, no, those are good, especially where there's a couple. I think they're a couple. I'm not sure if they're siblings. I think they're a married couple. And they listen to all different types of genres of music. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, do you, and they're breaking down the lyrics. They're breaking down the artists's, nope, that's not right. The
Artists.
artists. Artists, thank you. Their sound quality, their and all that, and they're like, oh, okay, I understand now why X is a big deal, and that's always cool to see. But yeah, the kids listening to stuff, you're like, oh yeah. Or if you notice when like what was that series? Stranger Things had back so much music from, I guess, what is the 80s, is that?
The 80s, yeah.
So that's always a good show.
Heard of like this band? I'm like, yes, everybody who isn't your age has heard of this band. They were a global sensation for like four, like what's her name?
They're
Lily
still
Collins.
making music.
Yeah, Lily
Yeah,
Collins.
Lily
They're like, do you
Talent,
know her dad's like a drummer? Like, yes, pretty much everybody knows who Phil Collins is, even you. Even you, if you've ever seen a Disney film, you know who Phil Collins is. Like, this is not news to
Have you
us.
heard it in the air tonight? Then you know who Phil Collins is. Calm down.
My friend's husband yesterday explained to their youngest who Weird Al Yankovic was. I
Oh
never
my goodness.
got the appeal with him. Like he can be funny, but
It's clever. It's clever. Like, yes, he can be funny, but most of the time it's just he had his thumb on the pulse of trends for a very long time. He was the guy who made fun of them.
yeah,
You
so
know?
I let the husband know. I'm like, hey, there's a movie that recently came out with, about him. Like, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna have to look for that. But explaining to his daughter, there was one video he did, and he made her watch Nirvana's Teen Spirit first, and then whatever Weird Al does for it, and trying to see. She's like, oh, that video looks like, yep, that was the point. Like, so yeah, trying to, it's some of the trends do reintroduce. I mean, there's stuff that gets reintroduced that's like hundreds of years old. Some people, different canning and farming or medicinal uses that people in different parts of the world do that have just been lost to mainstream. And unless you're not aware of it, you're like, oh, so that is also, I think, very. Might not seem as a trend, but I think of it as a trend where you're being able to be re-exposed to knowledge lost.
You also have like cottagecore, like it then gets hyper labeled. So like I know how to can and stuff, and people are like, "Ooh, that's like prepper." I'm like, "No, that's like just like I know how to
Basic
sew, I know how
knowledge
to
that you.
can. Like those are just like those are life skills." But it's like, "Oh, so you're like cottagecore, garden core, sewing core." And I'm like, "No, like I feel like we don't need to make it a whole aesthetic, but like then you find out that people are like, living like it's 14 something or other, like they have their entire lives are like 14th century core, and you're like, whoa. Okay.
I don't have the patience today. Blessings on you if you can. I am not to that dedication level. I enjoy trying.
It's forever LARPing.
Right? No,
That's all it is.
I think there is understanding how things, like, because there have been times where I'm like, how did we get here from there? And you could see the evolution of how tools, techniques have all, come about. So
Yeah.
that's it. But yeah.
I think it's also like some of these trends also just expose you to something that then it's educational whether or not you realize it. Like a lot of these trends are because you're, whether or not you realize that you're learning something, be it a dance, be it a word, be it a something, like it is actually learning. And I know people kind of make fun of it, but like you've come out of it with information. Hopefully that information is true and not false, but it's kind of at the end of it, the reason I think people are stimulated is because they're getting a skill, they're getting a something or other.
Getting knowledge.
Engaging their brain.
Learning is fundamental.
Star.
The more you know. I mean, my favorite trend is like, just, for no reason whatsoever, if you plant an endangered species on top of a grave, it's like. These are some of my favorite ones.
Follow me for more life tricks.
I'm not
I'm
saying you
not
won't, but
saying
if
you
you had
should
a
do this
body.
thing. Yeah, I'm not saying you should do this thing, but if you have a reason to do this thing and you'd like to do this thing, here's a thing you can do.
That's right.
I love those. Like in the end, with the more you know, and I was like, oh, this makes me happy.
Shooting star.
I always feel weird bookmarking them. I'm like, someday in court, this is going to be brought up that I have an entire folder of just, if this situation arises.
It's when you then involve us and you send the video to us, and now we're all discussing. So now you not only have a bookmark, but now we have a chat discussing and figuring which endangered species would be better to our region and climate. And then we'd like go really down the rabbit hole and someone come find us.
I mean, we wouldn't necessarily be discussing future crimes on a podcast, so obviously we're all very innocent and have never
Oh,
researched endangered species.
obviously. No. We've never asked Siri where to bury a body.
absolutely not.
I feel like she would rat you out. Like, of all the people I would ever, like you girls, I would ask. Asking Siri, I feel, just leads directly to a 911 phone call.
Well, that was a trend for a while of asking Siri where to hide a body, so
Really?
was it
Yeah, it
really?
was.
Yeah, it
How is
was.
we are gonna sit down one day and we're gonna go trend by trend, and how do you know these trends that I know nothing about?
Sounds like me.
Ugh. I've been online for a really long time.
We're basically the same age. I don't know.
I think in the sense of not that she's been on the internet longer, but I think maybe
Where you've been.
Yes, it's where I've been.
the little corners that you've been in that I know nothing about. Show me your world.
She's more introverted than
I can show you the world. I want to be where Rored has been. So show me your trends so I can ask some questions.
Oh God! I think we've
We've
gone.
devolved here, folks.
We
Sorry
have hit
about
the
that.
end of the trend. Is that it? Ah, I know the trend. Yes.
Well, in that case, that is probably it for this episode. Whether you're stuck on Pinterest boards or just pretending to understand Gen Alpha slang, remember, you're still cool. And might I say, hashtag Rickroll forever.
Even if your meme references are 2 years late, join us next time when we discuss why we get so attached to fictional characters.
New episodes drop every weekish, so follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, and maybe send this episode to someone who still thinks dabbing is niche.
If you enjoyed this, subscribe, leave a review, or leave us your favorite GIF, or is it GIF? Want to hear more? Join us on Patreon, where we might be motivated to add stories, exclusive content, and behind-the-scenes chaos.
See you next time.
Until then, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Preferably both.